This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time. You can call me if you want, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I'm not here. Recorded this earlier for you. Yes, for your earlier listening enjoyment, I try to throw in some, I pulled some classic podcasts with timeless stories, okay? And things that I think you ought to be interested in hearing. Also, I've asked David Fisher, our gold guy, to join us, our precious metal. But about the economy. Where do you see it going? What's happening? Can Trump really make a difference? And don't get all excited. The markets are up already. There's going to be a correction, people. I'm not the economic expert. I'm just telling you, there has to be a correction. It's been fake for so long. Something's got to change. Something's got to give. Just so we're clear, so you don't get stopped. You don't get caught in this crazy utopia. Or utopian mindset. Carrie Fisher died this week. Now, look, if you guys have been listening to the show for any length of time, any period at all, you know I'm not a big fan of the movie industry, Starz TV. I mean, look, they make their role in life is to lie. Can we just be honest about it, right? Their role in life is simply to lie. And I get it. I'm good with that. I mean, that's what they do for a job. But we give them so much credit. We give them like they know more than anybody else. Is that how it works? Is it the richest person is the smartest, or is it how much time they spend on the air? Does that make them the smartest? I don't think so. I think we have a skewed way of looking at stuff. Anyway, so Carrie Fisher died. I'm sure, wonderful woman. I'm sure she did a lot of good things. Wrote some great books. I don't get into it because they're people like we are. I'm very careful not to start idolizing these people. So, Steve Martin had to delete a Twitter tribute to Carrie Fisher because the little snowflakes got all upset. The little feminists got all over his case. Right? Because now, your verbiage, here in Soviet America, your verbiage has to be exactly right or they'll come unglued on you. These low IQ, low thinking millennials / snowflakes that you parents have raised out there. Don't go getting all on the rest of us. You've raised these people who can't handle any kind of adversity whatsoever. Can't even handle some lighthearted humor. But Steve Martin put out a tweet. His tweet said that when I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. Now, if you'd like, we could spend the next hour diving into what he possibly could mean by such a thing, yeah? Lay down on the couch, we can analyze the whole line here. Or we could just take it for what it's worth. He was simply trying to compliment the woman. Right? You psychology freaks, do your homework. The first thing that I don't want to say attracts, I'll use it for lack of a better term, that attracts a man to a woman is her looks. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's just the reality of the human animal. I mean, some of you, it's really funny, some of you who don't believe in God, you want to turn anything into a psychological conversation, but yet you won't take any of the basis for psychology. And then he went on to talk about how she was bright and witty as well. Why is that bad? And then the responses back to him is, yeah, I think she aspired to be something higher than just being pretty. How do you want to be remembered? Another one went on to say, seriously, Steve, quit being such a jerk for thinking Carrie Fisher was beautiful. She is beautiful, or she was beautiful. She might have still been. I don't know. I hadn't seen her that much. But in Star Wars, every young boy in the world loved her, wanted to meet Princess Leia. So terrible for someone to say that, right? Somebody else writes, Steve Martin's tweet about Carrie Fisher was terrible. Extremely bad. You get a life. I mean, seriously, get a life, people. She was pretty. She was smart. Yeah, there are pretty girls that are dingbats. Idiots. Because they believe that they don't have to learn anything. Come on. You can pummel me with emails. I don't really care because this is just one of those truths that you don't want to deal with. There are dingbats out there that think their looks are going to get them through everything, male and female, but a lot of females. They think they're going to pull it over because they're so pretty. They're gorgeous. They've got great bodies. They're everything that the male thinks is the perfect woman. So they don't have to learn anything. They don't have to be smart. Yes, they're still out there. You know, I go to these conventions, I go to these events, I love it. Because you can see this whole thing going down. You can see the women and the men. You know, they're looking, I don't know if we're going to call them relationships, whatever you want to call them. And you see these beautiful women. You're sitting around trying to have a conversation, a real conversation. And the only thing they have to talk about is whether vaping is better than smoking a cigarette. They have no other idea what's going on around them. So Steve Martin's comments were not bad. I don't even know if there's any other way he could have said that. That would not made anybody upset. I think these people, as I've been saying, as you guys have been saying, these people are looking for a reason to be upset. And then the media was calling his PR people to get a comment from him. He made the comment. When he saw her, he thought she was beautiful. That's so terrible, isn't it? You guys, you millennials, you're out of control. You need help. Think about it. Oh. We'll be back in a few minutes with David Fisher. Talk a little bit about the economy. Find out what's going on out there. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. parameters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I hope you guys had a great Christmas. I know that, Hanukkah's also, I've often, and I'm not trying to be nasty here with anybody, but I've also often said, easy for me to say, often said that I would become Jewish for the holiday, because that's 8 nights of presents, and then I could, then I could turn to Christianity for 2. That would be 10 nights of presents. I mean, what every kid's dream is, 10 nights of gifts. Can you imagine? Anyway, I'm just having some fun with you guys. It is the holiday season. Have a safe New Year. I mean, if you're one of those that still party, I stay home. It's safer. I stay in the middle of the house, It's safer here than it is out in the road. So have a great New Year, but be safe, please. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a good time when David's on with me as well. David, hope you had a great Christmas.
It was a great Christmas, and it happened 2 days. I didn't get 8 days of presents, but we only got a couple of days. But two days is more than enough. It's more about family and friends.
I know. But, hey, look, the presents are nice, too. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty good. Especially when I get slippers, you know, on a regular basis. I like that. All the stuff I used to laugh at my dad getting, I now look forward to. Something's wrong with my mind. Anyhow. David, so we've got, you know, we're coming into the New Year's, a little bit of a lull going on right now. You know, people aren't, unless you're at one of the stores, which is crazy. I hear retail spending is up. Credit card debt is up. The Dow's about ready to hit, 20,000. My God, we've hit utopia, have we not?
We've hit utopia, two out of the three. The Dow is actually pulling back. It's having some headwinds. There's not a lot of what you call leaders heading the Dow higher, like, you know, some of the big companies in the Dow, like Caterpillar, Intel, Walt Disney, Exxon, J.P. Morgan, not to be a name dropper, but those are some of the Dow components. They're not heading up. In fact, volumes are down quite a bit, which is why the pullback is happening today. So I guess they say two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, it's, people are looking, let's just hit the big elephant in the room. You know, people are thinking because Trump now is president-elect, things are obviously going to change after the first of the year, or after the 20th, I should say. And they think he's going to come in and he's going to be the savior, but that's not going to happen, is it?
This could be what you call the bump before inauguration and the dump after inauguration. In other words, the market moving up before inauguration, as soon as he gets in office, all the headwinds are going to start and the market could go in a sell-off.
Yeah, and people, you know, every day it's kind of like the guys at the bar sitting for their, you know, rooting for their favorite soccer team, you know, waiting for that Dow to hit the 20,000 and to hang out there. Is it going to hit this year?
No, not this year, but I think it will shortly hit next year. We're going to get, you know, a couple of days left of trading and we're in low volume. The volumes are off. What, you know, when a normal, like a 4 million shares trade in a stock, now there's 80,000 shares trading. I mean, it's just the numbers are way off. It's just it's significantly low volume. You know, people are on vacation. People, there's a lot of the volume. There's some selling going on, you know, getting out of the market because it's all time too high. And also taking losses for tax purposes outside of retirements. But I don't think we're going to see the Dow at 20,000 this year, but it will happen in the new year. I think it'll happen in January, and it probably could happen the first or second week in January. I think it'll happen before inauguration, and I think they're going to make a big to-do about it. But keep in mind, Joe, it's the fundamentals that we have to look at. And right now, this market is not operating on fundamentals. It's often operating on euphoria. Euphoria is not soundly placed in any market. When the markets operate on euphoria, that's the correction is going to come.
Yeah, and it ain't going to be pretty either, is it?
Well, I'm not a doom and gloomer, but, you know, keep in mind, the market typically corrects every 7-8 years. It corrected in 2001 after the dot-com bubble burst. It corrected in 2008. We're in 2017 coming up. We're past the timeline of a correction. And when you look at the technical side of it, what you call the price per earnings ratio, this is a number, a mathematical number where you take the stock divided by the earnings of the company, it comes up with a ratio. And the normal ratios of price per earnings should to be a good buy. You say, that's a great stock to buy because their earnings are really high and the stock is really low. Price per earnings ratio. It should be a 10. 8 or a 12 at a high point. That 5 years ago was the new norm, or was the norm then. Now the norm has moved to the 15 to 17 range to 1. But right now the market is as an average in the Dow is 19.2 to 1. So we're well over a bubble balloon market environment. It's going to show some correction. So this is, you know, you got to keep back to fundamentals. And I'm going to tell you, if we're not in the correction right now, the early signs of the correction, we will be in a correction when or if in January or February when the market doesn't produce earnings. Because at the end of the day, companies have to make money. We've already been through the dot-com bubble crash. Companies have to make money. We went through 2008. Companies have to make money. And when they can't produce an earnings and showing they're making money in reference to the value of their stock, that's where the rubber meets the road. And that's what I see is going to correct this market when we don't have earnings in the early part of next year.
And they're going to blame all, you know, they're going to blame that on Trump to a big degree. We already know that. So
it's not Trump's fault. It's really not even, you know, Obama's fault. It's the environment. Keep in mind, you know, we talked about job growth. We've lost a lot of jobs, but 15% of our job loss went offshore. 85% of the job loss went to technology. We created computers and motors that are made now by robots. And so a lot of the technology jobs, 85% of them have been lost because we put robots to work and not human beings. They can't file a complaint. They don't have sick leave. They don't have a retirement. I mean, it's significantly more cost effective, obviously, but it's killing the jobs. So yeah. Trump's got a big challenge ahead of them to create job growth, but technology is going to work against Trump.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And being in technology as many years as I was, I've been seeing that coming down the road for quite some time. And something as stupid as the McDonald's thing, you know, where they don't want to pay employees $15 an hour, plus put up with all the regulations, plus. They're now putting kiosks in. And, you know, David, we don't have a whole bunch of time to hit on this. We'll hit it in the next segment. But what I thought was really interesting is I saw the kiosks, and the kiosks resemble iPhones. So the person, you know, they're walking in the store with an iPhone in their hand. What they see up on the screen looks exactly what they have in their hand. So it's a really smart move by McDonald's and other fast food restaurants. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. David Fisher joins me. We're talking about the economy, what you can look forward to, I hope, in the coming year. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of people with space between their ears saying a lot of things that they want us to believe. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right back to him, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me, and I always enjoy it. I learn a lot when David's on the show, and I probably could have him on every day, and I still would learn something from what he has to say about the market and how it fluctuates and how it operates. David, thanks for being with me.
As always, Joe, I'm glad to be a part of your show and your listeners today.
Hey, listen, you know we were talking about I was talking about McDonald's and the smart move they made. When you look at again, human beings may not like it because they're replacing human beings with kiosks, but part of that is, you know, between the regulation and everything else, it's shareholders looking to make money off of this. But I think it was ingenious in the way they designed those kiosks to work. Any person who has a smartphone will be able to order their own food walking into McDonald's and maybe even do a pre-order. I don't know. But that, you know, when it comes to looking at stocks, when it comes to looking at companies that are going to do well or should do well, give us some ideas of what individual stocks will work out for us.
Well, let's talk about some sectors. I think you're going to see oil has ran, the oil sector stocks have ran really nicely this year. Oil being around $53 a barrel. I think it's going to top out at 60, but it's going to have a nice run up, and it's going to do some running down, I think. So I think you can take advantage of some oil or, you know, energy stocks, whether it be look at natural gas. It's been a phenomenal investment. So I think you're going to see some more upward movements of that because I think Trump's going to really want to open the pipeline up, and that's going to help out that area. But it's going to get to be a little bit too high at some point, and then we're going to see too much supply versus demand issue, and then it's going to pull back. So I think the first quarter, second quarter of the year would probably be good for oil stocks. Financials, it's all going to, it's kind of a wild card. They've done well since Trump was elected, so they like Trump as a business guy. I think it's all going to be dependent on how much he tweaks the Dodd-Frank Act, and that's still yet to be determined. We already know that he's not going to repeal it. He's just going to tweak it in a positive way to help small banks lend money out to small companies. So financials should do well in that environment. Goldman Sachs done phenomenal. I think we're going to see the pharmaceuticals not do so well. I think we're not going to see technology do really well. I think it's going to be kind of flat to sideways. But that's my take on the sectors for at least the first two quarters of next year.
But the banks seem to do well to a big degree locally here no matter what. They always seem to be making money. Maybe not what they wanted to make, but they still do well. And it's always... You know, you hear the general populace scream, yeah, the banks are making too much money. You know, the banking sector here in this country, how well do you think it'll do under Trump? How well do you think it'll do coming into 2017?
Well, if the time frame, banks...
I know it's a broad question, but it's people are always screaming at the banks. They always look like they're making money. It's kind of hard to feel bad for the banks, if you would.
If I'll say it this way, if Trump follows through with his plan that he has said he's going to do in reference to modifying the Dodd-Frank Act, banks should do well. If he repeals, if he changes gears and goes the opposite way and repeals the Dodd-Frank Act, banks won't do well, or if he initiates the portion of the Dodd-Frank Act that's never been put into place, stopping big banks from leveraging money, if he does that, then financials won't do well at all. So if he just does what he says he's going to do, it's going to be a good environment for banks to do well, because banks are going to be, the restrictions on banks lending money to small businesses is going to be taken off, and the overhead capital that they are required to, the massive financial reporting requirements they do under the Dodd-Frank is destabilizing to the small banks that provides the stability for loans in a small business sector. So if they remove all that, the red tape in the banking sector under the Dodd-Frank from the reporting requirements, banks will do really well. In fact, I think we'll probably be one of the best sectors out there. I mean, Bank of America is up 32%. That's a pretty good, strong move for Bank of America in a year.
Yeah, and when the banks are doing well as a whole, small business, banks tend to lend to small businesses when they're doing well, the economy looks like it's doing well, correct?
Yes, usually that goes hand in hand.
Right. Well, I want them to hear from you instead of a talk show host. You know what I'm saying? Because, I'll say anything to make money. Just ask them. They'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So the gold market. You know, the gold market, again, if you listen to the average person out there, or you listen to the average, what do I call them, the lamestream media, they talk about how gold isn't doing well and the stock's where to be. I mean, I'm hearing these things. I'm going, wait a minute. These guys don't know what they're talking about. Let me get somebody on who does. You know, where is the gold market, and why is the media not so hot on gold? I'll put it that way.
Well, if we took away gold and just looked at it as a chart, it's up 7% year to date. That's nothing phenomenal, but that's the average movement that stocks get over a 50-year period of time. It was up higher, 23%. It did a pullback because, Trump got elected and everything was going to be in euphoria. So when a stock pulls back, say, greater than 14%, that's usually when they tell you to buy, buy, buy. They told you that if the Dow pulled back 14%, they'd be telling everybody, this is the time to jump in with both feet. We've heard this before. When gold pulls back this much, they tell you it's the time to stay away. It's, in fact, I heard one person on CNBC saying that gold is going to go into the triple digits, in other words, below 1,000. Ironically, the person never traded gold, never traded a gold stock, my understanding. He's never owned a gold company, never done any studying about mining. He was just coming at it from a technical standpoint where because we're this in the environment where Trump's going to get elected and he's going to build jobs, there's no need for gold. It doesn't pay a dividend. You know, and I hear a lot about that. Gold doesn't need to pay a dividend because it moved up from under 300, 253 to where it's at today, or 300 plus percent in a 15-year run. That is more than what stocks did in the same period of time, with the exception of this just minor run that we've seen just recently, which is not based upon true fundamentals. So stocks are at all-time highs. Gold is not an all-time low, but it's after the correction, and now is the time to be going into it, because gold will move up next year, because we're going to have a higher debt. The Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan, projects $9 trillion added to the national debt in the next decade if not one spending bill gets passed. Trump wants to pass a bill that's going to add, according to a nonpartisan think tank, saying it's going to add just the $1 trillion, it's going to add $6 trillion to our national debt with what he wants to do, cut taxes. And so his plan is very simple. It's a, you know, I'm not against him. I support him. I voted for him. And I would not want Hillary or anyone else in that office. So I want to make that really clear. But it's a cake and eat it, too. You can't have both. We've had two past times in the history of our government where we slashed taxes in 1981 and 2001, and the revenue did not keep pace with federal spending and caused massive deficits, and we saw them to continue to rise. It's the same thing that Trump's going to do, and unless there's some magic wand out there or two and two don't equal four anymore, we're going to have a huge deficit. A huge added money to the debt, let me put it that way. We already have a deficit spending of $600 billion a year. We're going to add $6 to $15 trillion in the next 10 years to the national debt with Trump's one plan going forward. If he beefs up, now I'm talking about the infrastructure, if he beefs up the government, the defense, which is what's been pulled back in its spending, and he goes back to where we had a strong military again. That's going to cost a lot of money. Add a lot more to the national debt. So it's euphoria. We're not looking at things. We're not looking at the true numbers.
Yeah, I you know, again, not being a financial expert, some of the stuff just makes sense to me. And I meant it sincerely. I wasn't joking when I tell the audience and tell you. You explain things in such a fashion that I get it. I understand it. I learned so much from you instead of watching the stuff that goes by the ticker, watching the stuff that goes on my smartphone that makes absolutely no sense. Hey, we got to go for a break. See, I get involved in what you're saying. I'm learning so much, I don't watch the clock. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back more with David Fisher in just a couple of minutes.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. That almost sounds like a Caribbean laid-back music, you know what I'm saying? Like you should be walking along the beach. And depending on where you're on the country, you probably can't even find the beach. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is on with me. We're talking about all things, you know, the economy, where we see things going, how gold is doing in the market. David, thanks for being with me today.
I live in the beach. The tide's really far out, though. It's called the desert.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Great to be on your program. I do want to say one thing quickly about gold. Normally we talk about economics, but now you brought up the topic of gold. And one thing about, you know, this person was talking about the negativeness of gold and going below 1,000. The World Gold Council put out a report a bit ago saying that it cost all the mines, the average is to mine an ounce of gold. So in other words, Joe, if you owned a mine or the listeners owned a mine, you're not going to mine gold at a guaranteed loss, are you? And neither are these mines. So it costs around $1,050 to $1,410, those the low high number, to mine an ounce of gold. We're at 1140. I think we could possibly see, I don't think it's likely, a smaller pullback in gold, but we have a lot more upside in gold than there is short-term downside. The gold is up today, and I don't think we're going to have a pullback, but I think we're going to have a big run in gold next year because the debt's going to be ballooning next year, which is what we mentioned in the last segment.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You try to tell people to get out in front of it, but we haven't, I don't know how to explain this, but we've talked about the conservative talk show hosts, have talked about the sky falling, the world coming to an end, the government crumbling for so long. I think that a lot of the general populace, they don't even listen to us anymore when it comes to the economy, but I've never really gone down that road. You've been on the show for a couple of years now, or almost a couple of years now, and I've always said it's not a matter of the government crumbling, but it is a matter of, you know, David, we've got people that the credit card debt is up like never before. People are tired of waiting, or they're looking at Trump and saying things are going to change. I could spend money. My job's going to get better. You would still tell caution people, would you not?
Yes, I mean the government's not going to crumble. The dollar's not going to fall and collapse. All these things that a lot of gold companies say are more nonsensical than truth. Don't get me wrong, we have some major financial problems, structural financial problems in our country that are clearly not being addressed. Trump addressed them as a candidate. President-elect Trump has not addressed them. And President Trump, when he is that, hopefully will bring this back to the front burner and not just address them, but create structural change. What I'm referring to is our national debt. What I'm referring to is our unfunded liabilities. When you add those up, it's over $100 trillion. We cannot financially manage our money, and this is going to come back to haunt us. It's not going to make the government fall, go away, but it might not make us be as prosperous like we think we are, because we're living on borrowed money. That's what a treasury bill is. And so at the end of the day, somebody has to hold the treasury bill. And this is where the challenge is. A lot of the big central banks have backed away from holding treasuries, even though the dollar's at a high of 103. We're going to see some challenges. Somebody has to hold the dollar to prop up the spending of our country.
So David, let's talk a little bit about the 10 common mistakes that people make when they buy precious metals. And I always like to joke with you because I love these commercials on TV where you buy gold and they send you this pretty certificate telling you that they've got the gold for you, and anytime you want it, you just need to ask for it. I get the biggest kick out of that. You don't do that.
No, I've never, in 23 years, I've never dealt in paper, never dealt in certificates. All my clients get the physical product, and when they get it in their hands, it has this emotional feeling. They go, wow, because the very thing that they thought they were going to get, they got. And it's not a piece of paper. It's the real deal.
Yeah. And what kind of mistakes? What should people avoid? You know, again, I can tell people to give you a call, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, David's company and Landmark Capital, great company to do business with. What should people look out for when they're buying gold?
Well, I'm not going to say all 10 because it takes too much time to go in that in depth in that listing them just alone would take too much time. But a couple of them, you know, buying coins at a coin shop represents value. You know, the mom and pop coin shop. Typically when you or buying online or buying, you know, just within the first 5 minutes, the person you call, they're telling you what you should buy. If the person listening to my voice called my company, they're not going to buy that time that they call my company. They're going to get a packet. They're going to have a lot of questions. We're going to answer those, and we're going to develop a strategy that's tailor-made to that investor based upon several factors. We're going to ask them between 6 to 12 questions that will be thought-provoking but will help develop a plan that's tailor-made so that they're put into the right market with their goals, the timeline they're working with, and the amount of capital they're working with. Because there are different products that do different things. There are gray markets. There's some bad markets, just like in all markets. And gold has those too. But most people never get the education. They don't learn the six major areas of investing. You know, and all these people that are listening, they say, I bought gold before. What are those six areas? Well, call my company. You'll get the report. You'll learn about it. You might learn that you're in the right type of gold. You might be in a portion of your portfolio. You might be in government confiscatable gold. I don't know that, but we'll teach you. We'll empower you with knowledge, and you're going to get all these facts and figures, and it's all documented.
Yeah, and again, people, you got to do business. I've been on the air now for 9 years. And again, David, I don't need you to chime in because then people are going to think, well, he's a sponsor. He has to say that. I've been doing this for coming up on 9 years. I've had sponsors come at me, and believe me, all us radio talk show hosts would love to have sponsors with mega bucks, come on board. But I don't need the aggravation of doing business with companies that aren't, companies of integrity, don't have people of integrity working for them. We've had gold companies in the past, precious metal companies in the past. They've lasted about 2 weeks. And even some of the other, in some of the other areas we've had them, they've lasted for about 2 weeks. And David's been around over a year now. I don't think he's made $1 million off of us, but he's a man of integrity, and his company is one of integrity. Nobody has told me when they've called the company that they've been pressured into buying anything. It's always been informational. So you want to do business with companies that aren't going to, as you said, the first phone call is in quick. We can send you a package out with 2 pounds of gold for this much money. It's get some information. Let's figure out what you need. Let's figure out what works for you. And that's the way it should be with any company you do business with. And those are the only kind of companies I'll do business with. David, you've got a giveaway going on. What to talk about the giveaway?
Well, besides the obvious that you just listed, the 10 common mistakes to avoid when purchasing physical precious metals, I wrote some other white papers. The bail-in is still in effect because they haven't repealed the Dodd-Frank Act, so we have that bail-in report that is now becoming more real than ever. And then also how you roll over your 401k, your IRA, into physical gold and take possession of that without having a tax liability. There's a detailed report on that, gives the IRS ruling on it and on how the flow chart works, the simplicity of it, answers a lot of questions. It'll enlighten you and educate you. And if you have a 401k or an IRA, you've been thinking about gold, you want to get that report, definitely.
Yeah, and again, if you guys really want information on how to make this happen, you've got to give a call over to David's company, 844-715-7311. David, what are you doing for the new year? Are you one of those guys that can't get away from business and you're going to be watching the market all week long?
No, I don't. I go through seasons of that, but this is not that time of year. December 31st is my busiest day of the year, typically.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm doing all the reporting for IRAs and requirements for self-directed IRAs, so I got to do all the data for that. But I'm a work hard, play hard kind of guy. I'm going to be ringing in the new year with my wife. And in the past, we've had New Year's Eve celebrations at our house, and we enjoy doing that. We also enjoy getting away, just her and I, and that's what we're going to do this year. Locally, we're going to have a little stay vacation.
Yeah. And this is, it's funny, and I'm not just saying this. You've got to know my personality. People need to know that we're human beings, too. We're not just selling stuff. I'm not just a mouth behind a mic. I'm doing the same thing you're doing. We're going to hang out at the house. My dad, when I was a kid, I never understood it, called it amateur's night. And as I got older, I realized what he meant by that, and so is, though I have a lot of loved people that I love that I'd like to be with, it's not a night to be out and about because there's still a lot of crazy people out there. Anyway, I want you to stay safe. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your sponsorship. And we got a lot to talk about coming into the new year. David, again, thanks for being with me.
You're very welcome. I'm going to say some startling things in the new year. I've already been studying for it. Some really great things to think about. Some really positive news, too, also.
I'll keep a big bottle, a one-gallon bottle of Pepto-Bismol here with me to get through the... And Pepto, you can send me a check anytime you want to. Anyway, always a pleasure. David, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, don't go far. I got a lot coming up in the next hour. We got a lot still yet to talk about.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?